The LA Play, Season 1, Episode 3. Why are people smiling at me? Jesus, everyone was sexy here. I mean, she wasn't bad-looking, but not exactly alluring in that L.A. way. But everyone around her was superior. And were they really all having, well, you know, sex all the time? The girls in the bank all wore special bras which created marvelous landscapes of cleavage when they leaned over. Their hair carefully blown into natural, layered puffs of bright blonde, red, auburn, walking Charlie's Angels they were. Even her bank manager, Miss Smiley, she set the bar on the big lash look, and her assistant who tottered on the highest platform heels all day long, up and down she clacked between the new accounts desk and the teller line. Nervous little one she was, moving so fast as if pursued by something, and with a perpetual sniffle. And her male customers, were darkly tanned, floppy-haired, straight from the beach party in my Jeep kind of guys. Geez, did anyone work here? Or did they just, well, you know, how come they did always look so good and, well, so twinkly-eyed? With slow, suggestive smiles, smiles with their eyes, not just their mouths. Like, we're sharing a secret here while you count my piles of dirty dollar bills. Jeez, even that seems suggestive. Well, nothing separated them, no glass, no cages, no indented places to shove bills through. Oh, maybe that's why they were hit 3 times in the past year. Anyway, they would come in with their dirty linen bags full of coins or bills or pulled out crumpled handwritten checks, and she would decide if she accepted them. And during that time, while they waited, they would lean into her teller stand, maybe taking a load off her feet, but also getting real close, like in a confessional. A confessional, as if anyone knew what that was here. Sometimes she just felt very much like an immigrant Catholic girl from Bridgeport, although she wore her tweed jacket less and less. But the assistant bank manager had to tell her to wear a bra, which, being small, she tried not to many times. I guess she was just too embarrassing for the Charlie's Angels co-workers, because one day they got her drunk after work on Friday on whiskey sours in a dive bar on Lancashire and announced that they were going to help her with a makeover. Beautiful breasted Allison pointed to her long legs and insisted she make them seem even longer with stiletto heels and tight, tight jeans. Gorgeous red-haired Leslie gave her a detailed account of how to put big electric rollers in every morning. And, well, even her manager chimed in with eye makeup tips, of course. And, well, one night she tried it. She decided she was going to be so LA sexy because, well, because she was going to have sex, finally, and in LA.